Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
This is KKFN, KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver. Jim Harbaugh? Sean Payton? Mike Shanahan? Adam Schefter didn't seem to think that Mike would have any interest in it.
Well, Mike's not going to come back to coach right now. Mike, that's just not where he's at this stage of his life. I think Mike is a huge asset. You know, he kind of likes to watch what happens with his son in San Francisco. I think that's where he derives his pleasure and enjoyment these days. That to me is not a possibility. But look, if they want to call him and talk about it, sure. I've always felt Mike is one of the best coaches in the game, period. And is the best coach
this
the Broncos franchise has ever had. The guy's been unbelievable. But I don't know that Mike desires to be a head coach right now.
All right, what about Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, I don't believe that he's a candidate anymore for the Denver Broncos, if that's what you're saying. Yes,
yeah.
That's correct.
Hmm. Okay, so that's no on a potential, you know, last ditch play for Shanny, no on Harbaugh. What about Sean Payton?
That's the best move right now.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's gotta be, man. It's gotta be. I look at this coaching search.
It's just like there's always gotta be a catch.
It always
right? It's the picks.
It is. It's so let me ask you this.
How about instead of picks, how about some players, bud?
We can't not in trades for coaches. That's the thing. It has to be draft capital compensation.
They got all kind of dumb rules.
Hey, if you could trade a player, who'd you trade a player? Which player would you trade for? Sean Payton?
I think maybe Court.
Sutton, huh? But they need a quarterback down there. You think they'd be about that?
About Russ?
About Cortland?
Oh.
Yeah, about Russ? Hey, Sean, we'd really like you, but we got to give New Orleans our quarterback. So I'm sure he'd be like, hey, sounds good to me. I don't know. I look at this, man, and the Broncos are in between a rock and a hard place here. I don't see how they're not. Mike Kliss came on Friday and told us there was a mystery candidate, Derek, but you and I exhausted this.
Clickbait.
We exhausted this candidate list. How could there be a mystery candidate that we haven't discussed yet?
And that's the thing. You never know. There could... Nobody knows what these folks are doing.
All right,
what is this ownership? What are they doing? Right, we don't know. So we just make things up. We got nothing to talk about. Let's just make things up. Rats are chewing through the concrete. It's unreal.
Outside of Cocaine Bear, who would be the most out of left field choice for the Broncos head coach? Outside of you and Cocaine Bear, in any order. Like Peyton?
Peyton, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Peyton's... Yeah, not a chance.
Not a chance. Although I think he'd be amazing at it.
Yeah,
I think if he ever wanted to do it, he would be unbelievable
listen,
at
if
it.
If you want Peyton Manning here, you got to give him $1 billion from Omaha Productions, all right? You're going to have to... And he's not going to be the coach, all right? He's going to be part of the ownership group and running the football operations and president.
Somebody here on the text line says, question, if the Broncos wait till all coaches are hired and they are the only ones left hiring Peyton... Wouldn't that bring New Orleans' asking price down?
Down, down, down. The longer we wait, the lower his price goes because the more coaches that get taken elsewhere.
Well, he's really only
right.
He's really only in talks for Arizona, but I don't even think
he's
in, I don't even think he's in talks for Arizona. He spent 8 hours with him, then fired off a tweet to the Broncos. Hit him up in
not,
their DMs.
Not great, great organization. Great, you know, facilities.
Not true at all. Not true at all. I love the ownership here.
I'm not scared of Condi.
I'm not scared of Condi.
Condoleezza Rice.
I can take it, Condi. What do you got? Well, Sean, what about this time in Vegas? I don't have a great answer there for you, Condi. Somebody on the text line says D-Mac is head coach. D-Mac is head coach gets knocked out in his first training camp practice. What do you think, Derek?
He gets murdered.
Murdered. What if D-Mac showed up and D-Mac was your head coach? None of you idiots matter except for the quarterback, all right? All of you just do your jobs. D-Mac's getting knocked out.
I tell him to know his role. Shut his mouth.
What would you tell him? Know his role, huh?
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Jabroni.
That's what you tell him, huh? Yeah, D-Mac is a jabroni. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just common knowledge. He knows that. Of course he knows that.
He knows he's a jabroni.
What about John Harbaugh? Somebody says the Ravens might be trying to reboot.
Terrible idea. Don't do that.
Don't do that? Why is that? Then you're talking about... Sorry. As I was about to ask that question, somebody said Cocaine Bear for head coach and Uncle Rico is the GM. Look, everything, sign me up, man. Sign me up. But why not Harbaugh? Why not John Harbaugh?
Because he's not leaving there.
What if he did?
He's not going to. There's no what if.
You're moving on from Lamar. How long has he been there? For ages?
15 years, I think. Something like that.
No, about the same time Sean Payton was in New Orleans. You think he wants a new change of scenery?
He loves coaching.
He loves coaching.
He loves coaching up there.
Okay. Somebody says, how many arrows would it take for Cocaine Bear before Cocaine Bear went
down? One straight to the heart.
Wow. You think so, huh?
Cocaine Bear? One to the heart? Yeah.
You think Cocaine Bear is dodging your arrow?
No.
No?
He's not jumping the string on that.
I like this idea as Cocaine Bear for head coach. At this point, I mean, he's got to be one of the most qualified candidates. Cocaine Bear only has a few years less experience than D'Amico Ryan's. Somebody says, Coach Stink. What about that, Mark Schlereth? Oh, man. Stink?
I think he would do a great job. I really do think that.
I think he'd do a better job than Jeff Saturday, and I'm not even kidding. I think he would do a better job than Jeff Saturday.
Mark, why do you say that? Why do you say better?
Because Mark is an X's and O's genius. Mark gets it, man. Mark totally gets it.
And he knows how to build culture.
Totally. He'd have Russ out there cutting the grass 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Hey, bud, paint the fence, all right? Paint the fence.
You see Russ out there now?
Hey, Russ, clean my car.
Wash my car, Russ.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, Russ. Yeah. And if not, you know what's going to happen, Russ?
I'm going to eat that cat.
Be careful, Russ.
I'm going to eat that cat.
I told them to load it. I told them to load it up here because we needed Derek.
I'm going to eat that cat.
That is perfect. I love that. I absolutely love that. That's going to go
to such good
use. You guys
are going
to
have some more good sound bites when I'm on, after I'm done with the Joe Rogan podcast.
You and Rogan? You going to be smoking weed with Rogan on that podcast?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know about on the podcast?
No.
Maybe.
Dabble.
You and Cocaine.
He offers.
You and Cocaine Bear. You and Cocaine Bear on the Joe Rogan podcast? So somebody says, what about Ed Orgeron as a candidate?
Eddie O.
The last time I saw Eddie O, any report about Eddie O, he was mean mugging.
At a restaurant? Yeah. With his shirt off, right?
Yeah. Somebody was over the shoulder with their phone, and he just, like, turned around, shirt off, in the middle of a restaurant and just death stares him. Eddie O is an intimidating guy. First of all, you can't understand a damn word the guy says. That's number one. I don't know, for that reason alone, I don't think he could be a head coach again. Nobody can understand him. What did he say? I don't know. Just run a play. You call it. Why'd you run my play? Somebody says, Brian Greasy. Screw it. Roll the dice. I don't know. I don't know about Greasy. I mean, again, look, I mean, Greasy had some success this year. There's no doubt about it. But, again, another guy that has zero experience. I mean, this is his first year coaching. So, no to Brian Greasy.
What do you think? I want to go back to the Schlereth idea, because how do you think him and Bowles would get along? Because he's shredded Garrett Bowles.
I think he and Bowlesy, you mean GB Zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my zone is GB Zone.
Oh, man. I wasn't even trying to do it to him. I wasn't even trying to hit him with the
GB
Zone.
GB.
I wasn't even trying to, but, you know, now that you did it. Now that you have it.
You know, everything's pretty on, and the grass is green and the cows are chirping.
I love him.
Whatever. I didn't grow up like that.
You like Bowlesy?
Yeah, I love Bowles.
Love Bowles.
Love him. Yeah. This dude is hilarious.
How's he been doing with the whole rehab situation?
Good. He's doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough, man.
That's the thing about Bowlesy, man. He stays positive. Like, he stays positive. He works hard. You know, people, like, sleep on Bowlesy's athletic ability. This dude is a freak.
Somebody says, what about Coach Klein from the Mud Dogs?
Mr. Coach Klein?
Remember when Bob Boucher showed up at halftime, Mud Dog won the Bourbon Bowl? Somebody says, Foxy, again, let's do it. Run it back. John Fox. He's a consultant with the Colts, I want to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Foxy was done here, right? When he left, Foxy didn't want anything.
Yeah, it was mutual. He was like, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
Somebody says, what about Rex Ryan? I don't know.
No. It's over.
Yeah, it would be over with Rex. It would be over with Rex.
I was with Rob in Baltimore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Rob seems like Rex if Rex wasn't all buttoned up.
Yeah.
Is that basically what Rob is? Rob is a character.
He is hilarious.
Was he your DC?
No.
No, what was he?
Linebackers.
Linebackers coach.
Wink Martindale is our
there
DC.
You go, right, of course, duh. Yeah, of course. Rob always strikes me as one of those guys that you just bring him around, and you got to make sure you bring him around the right group of people. Like, it just seems like a wild card to me.
Yeah.
Yeah? More so than Kolar. Way more than Kolar.
Yeah, Kolar.
Kolar's not a wild card. Kolar's
not a wild card. Himself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, we need D-Mac's explanation to Kolar of the quarterback theory. Kolar be all over him.
Oh.
Finally. Somebody to beat him down over that. No!
I've almost tossed him out that window a few times.
Right? I mean, yeah. Doesn't that make you upset when you hear him talk about that
stuff? Yeah, he's out of his mind.
He's out of his mind. He's off his rocker, that D-Mac. I tell you. Hey, here's a question. If Harbaugh is out, and Schefter told us he is out.
Yeah, I don't believe he's a candidate anymore for the Denver Broncos, if that's what you're saying. Yes, yeah. That's correct.
Did the Broncos not offer him enough money? Did they make him an offer he can't refuse, Derek? Or do you even believe that the whole argument about, hey, if it's just about the money, then why do we want the guy? If it's just about the money, why do we...
Sorry,
why,
no, you're all
I got distracted. Yeah, I got that. So with Harbaugh, I'm asking, do you think it was the right move maybe not to offer him a giant contract?
No, I think they should have went in.
They should have.
That was
right?
Their number one guy. They should have just said, here, what do you want?
Say no to 25, Jim.
Say no to 20. I would have said to start at 20.
Start at 20, but if you really wanted the guy,
it sounds like
difference?
They didn't even really make an offer. They were just like...
Right. Right. Schefter was very wishy-washy.
Kicking the tires.
I'm not going to replay that audio because he was...
Yeah, right. I'm tired of listening to him.
Somebody says, I'm sure Jeff Fisher's available. I don't want any more of that 8-9 crap. What was it that he said? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
From Hard Knocks? I don't want more of that 8-9. What did they go that year? Or 9-7. And then they went 7-9. Yeah, no. You know, Fisher's coaching in that XFL league, too, with Bob Stoops, with the future head coach of the Broncos, Bob Stoops. That's Fisher's in that league, too, that XFL league. Yeah, I don't know about that. Somebody says... People love the idea of you and Cocaine Bear, the collab. We need to find a way. Why were you not cast in that movie, Derek? I feel like you would have been great in that movie. As, like, the big guy who gets mauled by the bear right away, you know? Like, you're turned around, and everybody's like, and you're like, what? And everybody's like, there's something behind you, Derek. You're like, what? Surprise. Cocaine Bear.
Oh,
Where's my bow? Here we go from, boy, there is just Kubiak on the text line. That's how much he's beloved around here, huh? You go win one Super Bowl. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, the Avalanche actually ended this stretch before the All-Star break on a high note. Remember we were talking about that last week about they dropped that one to Anaheim and they had me all sorts of stressed out. Give me St. Louis game 5 flashbacks, and here they go against St. Louis once again, against that goaltender who's just a loser. Jordan Binnington's an absolute loser. They ended on a high note.
Why is he a loser?
This guy's so emotional. In fact, like, he tries to swing sticks at other guys' heads, but because he's a goaltender, nobody can retaliate. He's, like, protected by the rules. So he'll go out and start, like, hammering you, but you can't do anything. Otherwise, you're getting punished.
Yeah.
So last year, he went in Kadri's direction, and he took his goal stick, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, a real hockey goal stick in your hand.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing is heavy. You could do some damage with that. Yeah, that's not like...
Hit somebody in the head with it. Yeah.
And he swung it right at Kadri's head. No repercussions. Mm. Then last year in the playoffs, Nas is going through all this racist death threats and everything. And
our wives are friends, so...
Oh. That's cool, man. That's really cool. So then Binnington threw a water bottle at him when he was doing a TNT interview while he's dealing with all these racist allegations or racist death threats and all
scumbag.
This crap. Oh, he's a scumbag, Binnington. He is. So earlier.
Where's he from?
Canada. He's got to be some. Yeah, anyway. earlier this year, he was having a lot of these behavioral, like, you know, outbursts. And then his coach, Craig Berube, they call him the chief. Chief said, he's like, that doesn't help anybody. Stop getting emotional. You're just making us look bad, and you're making yourself look worse. And then the other night, on Saturday, Avs are up 3-0. They're pumping them, okay? Binnington gets, like, a little love tap on the pad from Logan O'Connor whistle blows. It was like right after the whistle, right on the whistle. He goes and he absolutely just shoves O'Connor. Like, O'Connor goes to the backboards and he just flies over to him and he just gets in this shoving match. And the Avs got the penalty. But that's what I'm saying. Binnington's such a loser, man. Nobody else can do what he does and get away with it. I cannot stand watching him play. In fact, he gets booed so hard every time he touches the puck. I think he's one of the most hated athletes in Denver right now. Right now. What do you think, Drew? Think that sounds about right? Binnington, he's got to be top five. I mean, he's got to be top five. Who else is a hated athlete in Denver right now, Derek? Mahomes?
Russ? I mean, honestly, let's be honest here. I think fans are they're pissed.
No, man.
They are. They're mad.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you have. There's no doubt about that. Hey, what did you say?
Yeah, real tough flying around on a private jet, going to every country in the world.
What did you say about Russ and Sierra? They just won some award.
Some kind of fragrance award.
Really?
Richie. Where's Richie?
He left. Richie's gone.
Yeah, Richie's 5 o'clock.
Are you kidding?
He's like,
he won the fragrance award? Now I got to see
some
this.
Kind of fragrance thing.
Richie. To be honored with fragrance of the year at the 2023 Hollywood Beauty Awards, Russell Wilson and Sierra. Oh, boy.
Told you he didn't stink.
Yeah, he clearly he smells very nice, apparently. Wow, I'm just trying to figure out here. Luxury fragrance houses have been recognized in other categories, including the International Beauty Award and the Innovation Award. At last year's ceremony, Molly Ringwald...
So innovating.
What does it smell like, you think? Russ. What do you think, KJ? You're a Russ guy. Hop on, baby. Come on. Before we start trashing you, dude, what's Russ smell like?
Oh, man, he smells like a big bowl of Sierra, whatever that's.
What?
That's that just got weird.
Yeah, it is. Okay, KJ.
Stop it, KJ.
Yeah, come on, dog.
Anyway, it's all good, man. We've been
that man's wife.
Well, listen, we've talked about other things on this show in these 4 hours. Go
like
back to the podcast and listen. what is in that paper bag right there?
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
That is something that our 5 o'clock listeners might not realize. Derek brought in, finally, he had his meat processed.
Like it's been months. It's been a week.
But actually, that's pretty fast.
Oh, there's Richie.
Richie.
Hey, he came busting through there like, hey, somebody say Richie?
What is
somebody say rooftop?
What does Russ smell like, Rich? What does he smell like? He's winning some
Richie,
award?
Richie, because that was your tweet.
Remember? Russ is winning the fragrance award? What does Russ smell like? Why is it such a special fragrance?
Well, I don't know what R&C fragrance smells like, but to me, Russ smells like underwhelming, kind of depressing on-field performance.
Russ smells like midlife crisis a little bit. Yeah.
Smells like an old Corvette.
I've been in a lot of kitchens, and I did not like whatever he's cooking.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, he burnt it. He burnt, like Shannon Sharp
said.
Smells
like burnt popcorn.
He burnt the whole meal. How do you think he's dealing with
it? It probably smells like broccoli.
How do you think Russ is dealing with all this? Like, I mean,
This dude's he got so much money, he doesn't care what you say.
You think that's it right there?
What does he care? He's like, he flies on a jet, like on a private jet. His wife's a superstar. Like, he lives in a house with 12 bathrooms. Like, you think that's just his house here. He's got a house all over the place. He's going to Grand Prix and Monaco, and like, he doesn't care.
If we're being honest, Russ already won.
Yeah, he's winning.
Oh, he wins. Even when he loses, he's winning. There's no doubt about that. It says here that the Southeast Georgia Leadership Forum announced today that Sierra and Grammy Award singer-songwriter, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champion, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, both of them, husband and wife, will headline the speakers for this year's forum to be held on February 27th and 28th at the Trustees Garden. He's speaking at the Savannah Forum, the Southeast Georgia Leadership Forum. Do you know that, KJ? The Leadership Forum. Okay.
I did not know that, but he comes off as a great politician. So, I mean, between him talking like this and him.
Damn!
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, KJ taking shots.
Drew, go ahead and cut that, because when KJ starts trying to defend his boy again.
We're just going
to
play that back.
Yeah. That's Mahomes. You just did your Mahomes impression for Russell Wilson.
Well, they all sound the same because they talk like this.
Russ does not sound like that. I'm going to stick
like Urkel.
Yeah, seriously.
Sounds like Urkel.
Yeah, it's like Marvin the Martian.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's not him, bro. That ain't him. So he's got an award-winning fragrance. Are we about to get started once again in the summer of Russ?
Oh, yeah. You better believe.
You think he's going to tone that down at all?
No.
Oh,
not if he starts it off with the fragrance of the year.
I mean, all bets are off. That's the hell of a start to the summer. A big win for the House of LRNC. Huge win. They got the store at Cherry Creek. That needs to be our next challenge. We got to make somebody else go out.
LRC is what it is?
It's the House of LRNC. That's it, right, KJ? Yeah.
Losing really consistently.
Losing. Well, there's an and in there. It's an LRNC. Oh. Yeah.
Wolf,
yeah.
You better watch it.
Oh, you better watch it, KJ.
What do you mean? I'm all for it. I think Russ is going to turn it around.
I mean, he's been
saying that.
Yeah, comeback player of the year. Hey,
I'm just saying that, like.
Hey, on the real, what do you think about that now?
What?
Comeback player of the year.
Well, he didn't get injured, so that doesn't apply. But I think he is going to.
He might as well have been injured.
Bounce back season.
He did get injured. He had a torn lat and a torn hammy and I don't know, brain that wasn't working.
No, I think that he had a scheme that wasn't working. I think that was the issue.
I don't know, man. I saw some of those throws he passed up.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a scheme.
Well, that is a scheme because if you don't tell him what to do.
I don't know, man. He's sitting there wide open and you don't throw it to him.
It's not good.
It's not
good.
Can't
see.
It's not all scheme. That's all I'll say.
Maybe he needs to stop wasting time and go ahead and get that LASIK.
You know who just made the... we got to have some sort of
some rec specs,
coupon huh? or recommendation through one of our sponsors that we can recommend him for LASIK. We got to
have any optical eye surgery surgeons?
I mean, why not?
What do they call it? Optometrists?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Who's the guy that Kemper went to see every day during the playoffs? Let's get him to figure out Russ because you want to talk about seeing... I mean, that's a guy who can train you to be a winner right there, that ophthalmologist. Hey, you know who just made the Pro Bowl? Rich? Bradley Chubb. AFC selection for the Pro Bowl.
Nice.
Yep, there it is. There it is. You know who also is in line to make the Pro Bowl, and this is not a joke? Tyler Huntley, backup quarterback for the Ravens.
I know.
Ahead of Russell Wilson.
I know.
You know how many dudes are ahead of Russell Wilson in the AFC to make the Pro Bowl if Tyler Huntley's getting in there, KJ?
All of them?
Come on. You can't even defend
literally
your guy
all
on
of
that.
Them.
All of them. I mean, that's pathetic.
This is by far his worst season that he's ever had.
I mean,
so,
that goes without saying.
I mean, honestly, at this point, David Mills, take your pick.
Davis Mills?
Davis Mills.
That would be huge for Richie and I and the bet with Marilat. I mean, that would be – does that count as a few wins? I don't know if you realize this, but Richie and I had a play with Marilat for an Outback Steakhouse dinner that – starting, what was it, Rich? Starting this season, Davis Mills had to acquire more career wins than Drew Locke, and then whenever both of their careers are over, that's when James will be paying for dinner, right? Yeah, that's what it was. A Pro Bowl selection would have to add, like, 3 wins, right? Like, if Davis Mills gets the honorary Pro Bowl selection, we're up, like, 5 on Marilat. Isn't that right, Richie? We have to be. Have to be. Somebody on the text line. Losses by routes and close calls, the House of LRNC. Somebody says, dude, Geno Smith got comeback player of the year, and he wasn't even injured. So maybe there is hope for Russ, Derek. Maybe there is. If Geno got it this year. Ooh, this is an interesting one, and I'm so glad somebody texted this in. Mystery candidate. Really good. Let's save that one. That is really good. It's another college guy, a former college guy, but he's not currently working and hasn't for a while. And when it comes to coaches, I respect him as much as just about anybody. Let's dive into it next with another out-of-the-box candidate idea.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
It's Reaction Monday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
On the House of LRNC website.
Who cares?
Discover the hypnotic, mysterious, woody scent of precious patchouli. And wait. We need it. Of precious patchouli enveloped by the brilliance of aromatic juniper, lavender absolute, red sage, comforted with the vaporous haze of mineral musk. Russell for him.
Oh, God. I know.
All right, here's the other one. Bergamot and black tea blend with ambrosian white lavender. juicy pear and water lily wrap with patchouli, musk, and vetiver for a sensual finish. Russell for him.
Sex Panther.
It
smells like pure gasoline.
Are you reading those right from the website? That's really what...
I swear to God. Yeah, this is who just... wants to smell like patchouli? I mean, honest to goodness.
I mean, whatever. People are going to... You think Russ people... Are people like really
patchouli.
Buying it?
No way Russ smells like patchouli. There is no way. If there was one...
What is patchouli?
Never once in my life have I been like, you smell that? Like,
patchouli sounds like a... Like an Italian deli meat.
You ever smell a hippie? That's what patchouli smells like. That's exactly it right there. Oh, here's the third fragrance. Russell for him. The swell of the ocean infuses a holographic salty rush into an aromatic heart of lavender and geranium, while luxurious vetiver and cedar create a cushion of quilted comfort. Russell for him. $90 for 1.7 ounces, Russ. I don't smell like crap.
$90?
You smell like garbage for $100. Good for you winning an award. Good for you, Russell. Good for you. Oh, the mystery candidate I told you I was intrigued by. This is another out-of-the-box name. You ready?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. I know. Gear up. Are you excited?
No.
No. Well, get excited. Chris Peterson from Washington.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? From the Huskies?
I'm just kidding.
He was a Boise State head coach.
Never. Okay. When? Saying.
It was a while ago, but Chris Peterson, I mean, constantly.
When was he the head coach at Boise, though?
He was right after Hawkins left. He took over for Hawkins. Hawkins left. I mean, got to be like 2006, maybe 2005, 2007.
Stephen Hawkins?
No, Dan Hawkins.
Oh.
This ain't intramurals, brother. That guy. Yeah. You ever hear that?
No.
You ever hear it? You got to, KJ, if we have the, this ain't, KJ, if we got the, this ain't intramurals, find that clip. Find that clip so we can show Derek. That was an all-time moment in CU history. There's for sure. Hey, we talked about the Avs. Here's a quick note to pass along. There was a trade that happened in the NHL, the Canucks to the Islanders. Bo Horvat, the captain of Vancouver, got traded to the Islanders. The big news on that is that Horvat was one of the guys rumored to be the blockbuster target for the Avalanche at the deadline. They need a second-line center in replacing Nazem Kadri, and that was going to be a good option, a guy whose contract is about to be up. You'd re-sign him for the future, potentially, as opposed to possibly a Jonathan Toews from Chicago or a Patrick Kane, who could be a rental. Horvat represented a guy you could build along with this core. Horvat is off from Vancouver to the Islanders. Takes him away. Goes back to my thinking that maybe they're getting Kaner. I'd love to see Kaner here, man. That'd be awesome.
Why do you
That'd
like awesome. Him?
He's probably the best American hockey player of all time, and his hands are just unbelievable. The Avs need another finisher, an elite finisher, a guy who can make plays. Without Kadri in a lineup, that was one thing that we saw Nas do really well last year, was the second line off the rush. He was able to set up plays. He'd bring the puck in, and he'd find guys. The Avs don't have that. Now, Kane doesn't play center. Kane plays wing, and the Avs really need a center, a guy who's proficient in the faceoff circle, can win you those draws, extra possessions in the offensive zone, certainly in the defensive zone, allowing to clear the puck out faster. But Kaner on the power play with Landeskog and MacKinnon and Rantanen and Makar, the puck wouldn't stop moving. I just think it makes him so dangerous. And you're talking about a guy who's won 3 Stanley Cups to come in here. He's gone through such a rough stretch in Chicago that I feel like you'd get a different version of him here than you would have the last few years, because they're trying to lose. Right?
Yeah, he'd be excited.
Fresh start. Last year they went to him.
Little kick in the ass.
Little kick in the ass. And the fans would be pumped. I'm telling you. Fans would be pumped. They would be. It'd be awesome. Derek's scent would be Copenhagen, gunpowder, and Axel Grease.
Wintergreen.
This guy nailed you.
Keep that skull, baby.
Do you know that Russ smells like Axe body spray? Body spray and shame. Was the last time you saw
intramurals?
There it is. There's Dan Hawkins. It ain't intramurals, brother. Oh, my God. That guy was a basket case. The last time I saw Dan Hawkins, and I swear to God this is true, this is hysterical, I was watching some random college football game that he was on the call for, okay? And they did a featurette where he was at this deaf high school, okay? And I swear this is true. I was dying. He was at a deaf high school. They had a football team. Like, it was full, all these kids are deaf. And he is out there screaming at these deaf kids.
It was awful.
It was terrible. We were dying.
They're just staring at him.
What is this
what
guy?
What is he so mad
what
about?
Are you so mad? And he's just, I mean, he's letting them have it. These, I felt, oh my God, it was one of the cringiest moments I've ever seen on television. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, why? Who thought airing this feature was a good call as part of the production package for this game? Oh, somebody on the text line says, Derek, I think you're underestimating Cocaine Bear with the one arrow remark. The arrow would have to be laced with cocaine because the only thing that could stop the heart of a cocaine user is too much cocaine. So that's pretty much invincible otherwise.
No, if I put a arrow through, if I put an arrow through his heart, he's going to die. Like, come on. I mean, come on.
But you're.
But he's just going to keep running with
gonna
no blood going.
Cocaine Bear will dodge your arrow.
If the heart stops pumping blood.
Okay, we get
and
that.
And oxygen to the brain, he will die.
But you are underestimating. Wow. Wow.
Shwap.
Shwap. That's a good sound right there.
Mm.
Boom. You go, how much do you practice?
Every day.
Every day. Where?
In my basement.
Ooh, you got a full setup?
In my backyard. I do.
You have like a full setup in the basement?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Like, by a full setup, I mean I just put my target up and I shoot at it.
Okay. Unfinished, I would hope, or no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's finished. And you know what I do? I put it right under the window so that I have to make a perfect shot or else I'll break the window.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you broken the window?
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Zero. We sure?
Positive.
Well, you can't hit the window because it's going to break. I mean, exactly. So you got to be on top.
Got to be on point.
Okay. I like
it. That's what I'm telling you. I do. I get my heart rate as high as I possibly can get it.
What do you, so you just running and stuff?
I'll put my pack on. And like Richie saw the workout I did the other day. It was what I would do is I put my pack on, 25 pound plate in the pack, ran a mile.
Uh-huh.
And then I did 25 burpees with the pack on. And then I picked it up, picked my bow up and took the shots. I take three shots, and then I go pull the arrows, and then I come back and do another mile without the pack, and then another 25 burpees without the pack, and then take three more shots.
So just, and why are you preparing
because that's
like
what,
that?
Because that's what, like, Western hunting, that's what you're doing. You're hiking, and then,
you never
boom,
know.
The moment's there, and your heart rate is high, and you're breathing, and you have to focus. And
have you ever been in a moment where you're hiking, and then had to quick draw the bow?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so on my elk hunt, New Mexico, yeah.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. And you made the shot?
Yeah.
Was that the one you're talking about, you told me about last week with that expensive tag you bought down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, when is elk season?
September.
September. Okay, so we're just kind of coming out of it then. Well, ish, a couple months ago. Meaning like it's not around the corner. Meaning like it's not around the corner. That's what I'm trying to
It'll be here pretty soon.
It will be here pretty soon. You have plans set up for elk season already?
Oh, yeah.
Here or all around?
I have one here down in Siwash for elk and mule deer, and then I have right after that I'm going down to New Mexico.
Then again. You're going out to New Mexico?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nice summer fall for you. Should be.
Yeah. Spring's going to be fun, too.
What do you got for spring?
Montana bear.
Mm. Grizzly?
A black bear.
Okay.
And then I will do a couple turkey hunts. Yeah, and then August I'll do probably an antelope. And then
All bow. Why not the other way?
Shotguns?
Yeah.
Well, turkeys I'll hunt them with shotguns.
Sure.
Sometimes. Okay. I'd rather hunt them with a shotgun. It's more fun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're running and gunning, you know, and it's...
What got you into bow hunting?
When I was real young, I shot my first deer at like... 12, 13, almost 13 years old with a bow.
Somebody was comparing you to somebody I don't want to compare you to on the text line, so it made me chalk. I can't tell you. I'll tell you off.
Beautiful. I just want
you to know. It's Reaction Monday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
When I see my baby bougie, I get foolish. Smack a and it drives. Matt Smith and Derek Wolf in with you. Last segment on a Friday here. Make the dog move. Derek, we just go drum and keep the flow moving. D-Mac's on his way back tomorrow, buddy. I can only imagine what wacky theory he's got coming for you tomorrow at this stage. Where do you think D-Mac's at right now at this stage in the coaching search? He hated Peyton, right? Because Peyton was called by
not
Ross.
Happy.
No, he's probably not happy at all. I don't care. You screwed up already.
He's hoping that Harbaugh's still in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go back to Harbaugh a third time. Would you go back to Harbaugh a third time, Derek?
Go up there with a blank check.
It would be weird for them not to have already done that, though, right? I mean, what else do you talk about in a second face-to-face meeting? Now, what's interesting about this is I've heard that George Payton at this point is really in the dark. I think that's why you're seeing fewer leaks. I think a lot of the leaks that were coming out over the last year or so were from Payton. You don't see as many of those leaks right now. They kind of tighten things up. And I think it's partially because he's just straight up out of the loop. He doesn't know. Because we heard that he was involved in the first round of interviews, which is kind of how I think this process unfolded, right? You go through the entire first round of interviews in person. You rank your candidates one through whatever it is. Then you go back that next week and you start with who you identified as your number one candidate. And they did. And they went back to Harbaugh at some point the beginning of next week. They flew out and met with him in person. They couldn't reach a deal, or he told them no. And they turned around, regrouped, and tried.
Yeah, but we don't know that. We don't know he said no. We don't know that for sure.
Schefter said.
Yeah,
because Schefter said it. Okay.
That's what you're saying. Yes, yeah. That's correct.
I mean, look, Schefter's a Michigan dude. Like, if anyone would know, I'd put stock in that, at least. I would. I'd put stock in what Schefter said there.
I don't know. They're not going to tell him anything. They're going to tell him what's best for Michigan.
Maybe. And you might
and
be
what's
right.
Best for Michigan is that they think Harbaugh's going to be there.
You might be right, but Schefter,
so there's still a chance.
You think there's still a chance? Even though Adam says he's out.
Until they hire somebody, there's a chance. Until Harbaugh comes out and says, no, I'm not going there.
Or until there's a concrete contract, right? Until the ink is is dry, as they say. As they say, that's for sure. I think what's interesting here about this is that you're at a point where if it's not Sean Payton, you're in full scramble mode. You don't have good options. And you're going to have to find a way to sell something to the fan base.
And, I mean, maybe that's their plan. Maybe they just want to get somebody in here to tank it.
What do you think about the mystery candidate and the fact that Kliss said over the weekend, hold on, there's a lot of craziness, even though Mike was the one who told us himself that there are mystery candidates?
I mean,
what does that say,
though? It's probably just clickbait.
It's probably, well, it wasn't that. I think he was retorting a report. I just don't know if it was his own report or a different report that said Gannon and Callahan were potentially being reached out to. So if that's the case, there may still be a mystery candidate. I couldn't tell. I mean, we went through all these lists, and we even asked Shefty. I mean, we asked him. We said, what about Shanahan? He said, nah. Nah, Mike is content being retired. So at that stage, then, if it's not Sean Payton, I don't know who you hire here. I don't. I think it's and more than anything, Derek, I think it's a huge mess that the brand new ownership group, who everyone was so excited about because they had unlimited resources, is going to come up empty as far as their top candidates go. That would be an awful look.
Would not be a good start.
No. I mean, it'd be an awful start. And then you figure, okay. All right, and that's just a coach, right? Let's say it's not Sean Payton and it's somebody who maybe doesn't have the resume. What are you going to do with George Payton? You know, let him hang around? Like, I mean, George Payton right now, if he's not involved in the second round of interviews, you think he's as invested as he maybe once was in the team? No.
I mean, here's the thing, man. This organization is so far from being competitive.
It's a mess.
So far.
Which is why, to me,
there's nothing they can do to turn it around fast. They need to start from ground zero.
Strip it down. Full gut.
Full gut. Start with the frame.
Yeah.
And build from there.
I like it.
I mean, it doesn't even have, it has a good foundation. So it's like, hey, we got a good foundation here. Let's just go ahead and do a teardown.
What do you think the ceiling for next year is with Russell Wilson?
Wild card.
Okay. So what are you doing? I mean, just do it now.
I think it's a wild card team.
So do it now. I mean, if you don't think he can get back to, you know, I mean, that's the ceiling. That's not
I know.
Like the floor. The ceiling is making the playoffs.
We saw the floor.
Yeah, we did. Well, did we?
Nah.
I hope we saw the floor. I hope we did. I hope there's not another linoleum floor under that floor. I hope when you pull up the carpet, it's not just a wood floor underneath.
But here's the thing. I see them as a wild card team, but where they go from there, after the, like if they can win a wild card game and they can get hot in the playoffs, I mean, we've seen teams do it. You know? It's just...
You just got to get in, right?
You just got to get in. So I could see them being a playoff team, but I don't see them being a competitive playoff team.
Yeah, being competitive. Know, yeah, just, I mean, think about how, you.
I don't see this team going. I don't see this team with whoever the coach is going into Arrowhead and winning.
I got another mystery candidate for you. You ready? I know you love these. In 2018, the Browns were rumored to request a head coaching interview, and this is true, with Condoleezza Rice. Why not? If she's scaring away our candidates, Get Condi a whistle and get her out there and whip these boys into shape.
That's a real...
Swear to God, that's true. In 2018, Condoleezza Rice was being discussed as a potential head coaching candidate for the Cleveland Browns. No joke.
So why not?
Look, you remember we were talking about potential female Condi's head coaches?
Like, all coaches.
Look, I'll just do it. All right, Condi.
Do it then.
What do you think the reaction to Condoleezza Rice would be?
I don't know. I'd be kind of fired up for it.
I would love to see what it looks like, man. You telling me that wouldn't be the A block of SportsCenter, Condoleezza Rice, head coach of the Broncos? Condoleezza Rice goes and out schemes Andy Reid. I'd love to see it. I would love to see it. That's hilarious.
It's a joke.
That is. I mean, honest. And then obviously they denied it. Jimmy Haslam denied it. But there was pretty clear interest at that stage. Because if you remember at that stage, I don't think they had Baker yet, right? Because he was the year after. So at that point, you were just a completely rudderless franchise, you know, without any sort of plan. At least now they have a franchise quarterback, you know, Deshaun. They paid him $250 million guaranteed, but at least they have that now. Man, it's a mess. It's a mess. I don't know how else. I mean, you can talk about being patient, Derek. I just don't know how to get anywhere other than it is a mess right now. And they should be embarrassed over there. If you end up with Sean
Payton, I don't think they should be embarrassed.
I think they should.
Well, I mean, come on. They still have a chance to land one of their number ones.
Do they?
Yeah. They have a chance to land Sean Payton. I think they still have a chance on Harbaugh. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, I don't believe that he's a candidate anymore for the Denver Broncos. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't believe. Correct. I don't believe. He said, I don't believe. He doesn't think.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Next time Schefter comes on, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. Woo! Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
Yeah, I'm smoking to Joe Burrow.
You smoking on the Joe Burrow?
I'm smoking on the Joe Burrow.
That Burrow.
That Joe Burrow. That was Joe Burrow.
That was Mahomes' dad.
Yeah, I'm smoking to Joe Burrow.
You smoking on the Joe Burrow?
I'm smoking on the Joe Burrow.
That Joe Burrow.
I'm smoking on it. Hey, you know who this is?
I'm going to eat that cat.
Yep. That's Derek Wolf, baby. And we ate some cat. I'm bringing this mountain lion home with me.
Enjoy.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate it. That was cool. I've never had mountain lion before. Something I can check off. Yep. It's been fun hanging with you the last 2 days.
Yeah, man.
Now you get the curmudgeon back with you tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Yep. It's T-Mac. The little Irish firecracker returns tomorrow. James Merrillat and Will Peterson. Maybe another Irish firecracker with that redhead of hair he's got back there. I see him. Scrappy Will. They're up next. Denver Sports Tonight.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.